In Shadow of Capital, MS-13 associate allegedly secretly films sexual encounter with teenager for blackmail. By Matthew Boyle on January 11, 2019. In the shadow of the U.S. Capitol, under 30 miles from where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer comfortably work, an MS-13 illegal alien gang associate has been charged with paying fellow gang leaders $100 to have sex with a 14-year-old and then filming it to blackmail her into performing other illicit services for the gang. ABC 7's Kevin Lewis reports that 52-year-old Felix Silva Zuniga has been arrested on charges of secretly filming the encounter with the 14-year-old girl where he paid other gang leaders $100 to have sex with her and then used the film as blackmail to force her to engage in more illicit activities. The incident reportedly took place in a home near Whedon High School, which is less than 30 miles away from the U.S. Capitol building, in the Maryland suburb of Whedon just outside of Washington, D.C. According to detectives, the girl was also a waitress at a local restaurant, and gang leaders allegedly used their hold over her to turn the restaurant into a front for drugs and alcohol. When the girl tried to quit and break free from the hold that the MS-13 gang members had over her, they summoned her to a home in Kensington, Maryland, where they beat her more than 25 times with a baseball bat to continue her subservience to the criminal elements. Police found Silva Zuniga outside a Home Depot seeking illegal work. He reportedly confessed to having sex with the underage girl, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials identify him as a Honduran native who was in the United States illegally. Police said many more underage girls are currently missing and being forced by criminal gangs like MS-13 into the sex trade and that this is just the tip of the iceberg. Many of them have been reported missing by family members, and they are often brainwashed by MS-13 into believing they must live that lifestyle. The incident apparently happened in August 2017. From the local ABC 7 News report. One evening in August 2017, the teenage victim, fellow cocktail waitresses and MS-13 members walked a few blocks from Lily's restaurant to Umberto's nightclub to enjoy some music and dancing. The victim recalled MS-13 member William Benavides paying to coerce her to flirt with an older-looking man named Felix. As the night winded down, Benavides Pena ordered the victim go home with Felix. "I know you don't want to do it, but I need this. This man has a lot of money and I need you to do me a favor," the victim recalled Benavides Pena, told her, knowing full well she was being pawned in exchange for drugs and or cash. The local news reported that the victim said when they got home, Silva Zuniga led her into a basement bedroom and she told him she was only 14. Yet, Felix reportedly told the teen to just get comfortable and then had sexual intercourse with her, ABC 7's Lewis wrote. The victim described Felix as having grayish-brown hair and a beer belly. "He was like a grandpa," she stated. As the victim prepared to leave the house along Blue Hill Road, Felix allegedly confessed that he had recorded video of their sexual encounter and would leak that video if she did not continue to meet him on lonely nights moving forward. According to the report, Silva Zuniga made her have sex with him 6 more times as a result of the video and he even showed up for her 15th birthday party at the diner where she works. But she reportedly cut him off in November 2017 when police arrested a group of MS-13 members on involvement in a check-cashing business heist. Among those arrested was local MS-13 kingpin, 24-year-old Miguel Ayala Rivera, whom confidential informants and text messages demonstrate was behind ordering baseball bat beatings of young girls who did not comply with MS-13 demands. The girl cut Felix off only after Montgomery County Police arrested a contingent of MS-13 members in November 2017 for their involvement in a rash of check-cashing business heists. Miguel Ayala Rivera, 24, was among those booked on multiple counts of armed robbery and assault. Numerous confidential sources labeled Ayala Rivera a local MS-13 kingpin who, among other things, made a habit of pimping out underage girls, ABC 7's Lewis wrote. A search of Ayala Rivera's cell phone uncovered text messages ordering baseball bat beatings against girls who had been deemed as disobedient. It was around this time that Montgomery County Police convinced the girl to confide in them, and in turn, help craft a robust criminal case to deconstruct MS-13 in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. She took them up on the offer. The fact that this is happening in the shadow of the nation's capital, less than a half hour from the U.S. Capitol building, is shocking. These latest developments come as Democrats continue to refuse to provide the votes for President Donald Trump's planned wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. As of Friday, the government has been partially shut down for 21 days, 3 weeks, exactly the longest shutdown in the history of government. President Trump insists that to reopen the government, the Democrats must agree to fund a border wall and other border security and immigration enforcement measures. Democrats are refusing to provide anything to secure the border with any barrier.